Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Are you celebrating a milestone birthday this year? Did you know that 2024 will be the year where the most Americans will turn 65 ever? If you're turning 65 or know someone who is, you don't want to miss this special edition of Protect Your Assets. Good morning. I am David Hollander, your host, and this is Protect Your Assets Radio. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, yeah, they call me the Sandman. You hear the jingle, and that's because I answer your most troubled tax, legal, or financial questions each week. And that's because I've been running a tax, legal, financial firm for over 30 years, and maybe something comes up during the week. Maybe your CPA just emailed you, and you're wondering, do I have to provide that, or what's that all about? Send me your question. I love questions. Questions at pyaradio.com. Questions at pyaradio.com. So are you celebrating turning 65 this year? Do you know somebody who is? Well, if this describes you, age 65 is a milestone birthday. Before you blow out those 65 candles on your cake this year, make sure you listen to our entire show today because I have five ideas, five things that if you're turning 65 this year or know somebody who is, you want to check them off your box. Just make sure you consider them and looked at it because according to CBS News and Money Watch, America is hitting what they called peak 65. These are all new terms that I'm learning. Peak 65 in 2024 as a record number of Americans will be turning 65 this year. And going after the things we're going to talk about today. So make sure you get there first. Because if you're one of those folks or you know someone who is, you want to make sure you get your fair share. And if you miss out, well, that's on you. All right, now let's get started. Another very good week on Wall Street. We saw the Dow up 2%. The S&P 500 up 2.3%. Now year-to-date up 9.7%. Closing at 52.34. Now, that in itself is a milestone for me, 52.34. NASDAQ, 16.429, up 2.9%, up year-to-date 9.4. So the S&P right now is in first place behind oil, which is first. Oil this week, about flat, but still year-to-date up 12.8%, closing at $80.82 a barrel. 10-year Treasury at 4.2. International index up this week, too, with rates. This was the week where all the banks out there, the FOMC, the BOE, the Bank of Japan, Swiss Bank. Let's get into it. Last week, the Fed Reserve had their meeting here in the U.S. This was the March FOMC meeting and press conference. And they released their updated set of economic projections. And so the Fed left the Fed funds rate at hold 5.25 to 5.5%, but they updated what they call their dot plot. What does that mean? I'm going to explain that here in a second. And they said there's going to be three rate cuts, in their opinion, in 24. And they see, this was the key, they see that this rate, Fed fund rate, heading towards 3.1%. That's great, isn't it? 3.1. So what I'm saying is 5.25 to 5.5. Down to 3.1 by 2026. So that indicated this is probably the last year that we're going to see any sort of a hike and the start of cuts. And so the market liked that. And the market, of course, rallied this week. And we went through that resistance I've been talking about, 5,200. Remember I said a few weeks ago, if we go through there and close, what's next? That's a good question. So anyways, what this dot plot's all about here, let me give you these rates. If you're in the process right now of refinancing your loan or thinking about it, and you've got a little bit of bandwidth, I had this client this past week, he got all excited. He started emailing me and his banker, and he's like, hey, send him the personal financial statement, and da-da-da-da. And I go look at his statement. I say, hey, I go, you have till September to refinance your property. Why are you getting all excited about it now? Well, I don't know. Okay, chill out. Here's why. 2024, this was from the Fed dot plot. They said 4.6%. 4.6. So that could be over 1% difference from what you would get today. You follow me? 2025, 3.9. I just told you 2026, 3.1. And longer term, according to the Fed, again, 2.6. So what's the moral? Well, the moral is if you can wait a couple years to refinance your loan, then maybe you should. In our view, this implies that longer-term treasury yields, now listen to what I'm saying there, longer-term treasury bonds that you might buy may remain elevated versus those that are shorter term, because once rates start to drop, what's going to happen to bond values? Heading into the meeting, markets remained uncertain whether the Fed was going to maintain their rate cut this year, especially because remember the last couple shows we've been talking about the inflation readings and how January and February had some somewhat hotter than expected numbers. But Fed Chair Powell, again, which is unique for him to say this, he sees, this is a quote, inflation coming gradually down to the 2%, even though there's going to be a bumpy patch, end quote. So, all right. Thanks, Chair Powell, for making it clear for us. Markets like that. And that's why we had another rally in the week. And this was really pretty much across the board as we saw cyclical parts of the market, including small cap, mid caps, and sectors like industrials, financials. These were the top performing segments of the week. I like this theme of not one sector like tech just dominating everything. You got this broad rally happening now. And so, sure, there could be some volatility ahead, 5 to 10%. I always talk about that, the air pocket. They just come. It's like flying an airplane. You're up there flying, you hit an air pocket, you drop. It's the same thing in the market. Things like that just happen. So if that happens, given the way the economy is right now, that's an opportunity for you to further diversify and broaden out your portfolio. In addition to the Fed, other banks around the world, including the Bank of Japan, the Swiss National Bank, and the Bank of England had meetings last week, and Swiss National Bank surprised everybody. They were the first ones to cut rates by 0.25%. Their rates right now are 1.5%. Maybe you can borrow some money in Switzerland. They noticed that the fight against inflation over the past 2.5 years has been effective, end quote. And as you know, we talked about the BOE, who met as well. They held rates, but they said, hey, in the summer, we're thinking August, we're going to start cutting rates. So markets like all that. They just do. So there's that. And the exception, which I want to talk about, is Bank of Japan. Remember BOJ? Could have some big in Japan music. But anyway, I was slow on that one. Anyway, Bank of Japan, they raised rates last week. Yeah. This was the first time, I remember this, in 17 years. It's been 17 years. Think about that. 17 years since they raised rates. And so they took their negative 0.1%, that was their interest rate, to raised it to 0.1%. Woo, 10th of basis point. That's huge. Anyways, they did it. So congratulations, Japan. You're the exception. Okay, moving on. Let's look at some other stuff. Housing. Housing has gotten kind of excited. Check this out. This is inflation, by the way. So sorry, pal. Home sales this past month, look at this, jumped 9.5% month over month. This hit a near one-year high of 4.38 million homes. Wow. When we come back, are you turning 65? You know somebody who is? Well, if you are, there is one thing that is super important that you must do. Find out what it is. Shh, don't tell anybody. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. Are you celebrating a milestone birthday this year? I'm not talking about turning 40 or 50. Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm talking about reaching the retirement milestone age of 65. So before you blow those 65 candles out on your cake this year, be sure you listen to our entire show today because I am discussing turning 65. Well, here are five pointers you might want to consider. According to Money Watch, approximately 4.1 million Americans will turn 65 in 2024. That's 11,000 a day. This phenomenon is being called Peak 65 or the silver tsunami. So with more people leaving the workforce and requiring caregiving, the aging of this population will affect everything, all these entitlements we're counting on, from the ability to maintain Social Security funding to investments, taxes, healthcare, resources. It's also going to require funding for better roads, emergency services, senior centers, long-term care facilities. The country is experiencing shortages right now. I don't know if you know this, in caregiving and in staff in these care facilities. And this is only going to get worse. So be nice to those people when you go to those places if you go. You know, they put up with so much. It's tough. Anyway, age 65 is important as well because it changes. This is important. Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. Please. This is a legal thing. Your legal status changes into what's called a senior. I know. You turn 65, you're now a senior. You don't feel like a senior, but you are. So when did age 65 become the entry into senior citizenship? Well, part of the answer lies in the creation of Social Security in 1935. Write that down, 1935. That's almost 100 years ago. When the average life expectancy, this was incredible when I read this, I went, what? The average life expectancy in 1935, what do you think it was? It's going to shock you. It was just under 60. Think about that. And we just came out of the Great Depression. So 60. Wow. Germany had set the stage when it became the first country in the world to adopt an old age social. I'm sorry about old age. I mean, you're not old. Old age insurance program in 1889. Initially setting the retirement age at age 70. We copied them. The U.S. government's committee. They formed a committee on economic security, which designed Social Security. They noted that retirement ages in the 30, think about that. We had 30 states back then. The 30 then existing state pension systems and the few private pension systems either used age 65 or 70 as the retirement age. So lawmakers back then settled on 65 as the U.S. retirement age. Now, this is where this gets a little confusing. It stayed that way from 1935 until Congress overhauled the system in 1983 and gradually raised the, this is important, this term, write this down, full retirement age. FRA of Social Security to age 67 for those born in 1960 or later, like me. So that's important. So I've thrown a couple things at you. You're a senior citizen for legal purposes when you reach 65. You're entitled to some benefits we're going to talk about today. Okay. Social Security, which you're entitled to at 62, but you get penalized. You enter that retirement age at 67. Okay. So one of the most important entitlements, remember I said at the top as we're going out, I said there's one thing you need to get right, and this is it. This is an entitlement. You're entitled to this. Hear all the noise and screaming going on in politics? I'm not going to go down that road, but if you pay into the system, you're entitled to stuff because you paid into it. Remember OASDI in your paycheck? I do. I paid into that. So you're entitled to Medicare Part A when you reach 65. This is important. And you need to do this because remember, this is the silver tsunami. There's 11,000 people a day picking up the phone, going on the internet, if they're hearing this message and doing what I'm asking you to do. So one of the most important things you need to do if you're turning 65 this year, or your spouse or friend or family or dad or whatever, turning 65, 30 days before their birthday, you set them up for an appointment. You call the Social Security Department. And you say that I'm turning 65 on this particular day, and I want to be eligible for my Medicare. What do you need from me? They'll ask you for some things. Now, are you still working? Well, if you are, it's still a good idea to pick up the phone or go online and make that appointment. Just let them know what you're doing. Have a conversation. And be there first, because there's a lot of people every day going to be doing this. So make sure you get into your local office or go online. Part A of Medicare is the hospital insurance portion, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Also, when you turn 65, here's another thing to know. Scammers find out about you. Mm-hmm. We've all heard about the fake grandchild calls, where the con artist poses as your grandson or granddaughter and asks for financial help. The FBI reports that in 2021, more than 92,000 people age 60 and older were scammed online to the tune of, get this, $1.7 billion. It's more than any other age group. The most common financial scam include government imposters, where a con artist poses as an IRS agent telling you that you owe taxes. There are sweepstakes scams where, and this happens a lot, by the way. We had a client who was embarrassed about this happened to them. There are sweepstakes scams where the caller tells you you won something, but before you can get your winnings, you have to send cash or a gift card to get your prize. Don't do it. And if you get a call like that, or you get something weird, an email or something, pick up the phone and call your advisor, or your lawyer, or your CPA, and just get a second opinion. Don't be embarrassed. Are you ready to retire? Well, I have a checklist I'd like to give you right now, absolutely complimentary, that can help you get prepared for this sort of thing. Call me. Call me right now. Lucas is sitting back there. Say, hey, Lucas, 866-PROTECT. I'd like my checklist, please, and he'll take care of you. 866-776-8328. Again, get yours this morning. 866-776-8328. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say that you are considered a senior and, you get this one, and retirement age when you turn 65. Are you ready? Should you? What do you say? Find out. You certainly don't want to miss this one. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. I will be right back.
Take
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known around here, Sandman. That's me. Are you celebrating a milestone birthday this year? I'm not talking about turning 40 or 50, even though that's pretty cool. I'm talking about reaching the retirement milestone age of 65. So before you blow those candles out on your cake, I had a really good cake this week. I should just mention that. It was decent. I think it was called like Louisiana South Cake or something. It's pretty tasty. Anyway, here are five things you might want to know. I've already covered a couple. Let's keep going here. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say. They say that you're considered a senior and you need to retire when you turn 65. Well, what does that mean? And should you retire? All right, well, here's the kind of legal answer for that because, as you know, I'm a lawyer. In California, you are defined by law, it's California law, by the way, as a senior once you turn age 65. This entitles you in California to certain consumer protections, whether you knew this or not. One of the most important ones deals with your money. You, by law, have a longer period of time to consider anything dealing with your money. So retirement, yeah, you have, there's laws there that prevent them from discriminating against you. When it comes to accessing your pension, your 401k, yep, lots of laws around all of that. So take your time. Don't feel pressure. I see this a lot. When you get ready to retire, they send you this massive email with like six different huge PDFs. Here you go. And give us an answer in 5 days. And by the way, we're taking Friday off. We work from home now. So better get it to us by 3:30 on Thursday or else you're locked out. Right? And you're trying to wrap up. So what is all this? You don't have any pressure. Understand that? You email them back and say, sorry, I'm 65 plus, and I'm not doing that. You have the right to do that. So do it. Make sure you print those out and you discuss these decisions. These are life-changing decisions. They mean a lot of different things. So meet with an attorney. I know they're some expensive, yes, but those hour or two might be really worth it. Meet with an attorney. Meet with a CPA for sure, because there's tax issues you have to think about. And a good financial planner. I'm not talking about an advisor who doesn't know how to use a computer. I'm talking about someone who is a certified financial planner that is trained, licensed, and uses very complex programs with help to show you what happens when you make certain decisions. It's called simulating your retirement. They can do that now, virtual retirement. It's like a video game. Before you play retirement, don't you think you want to see it? I do. Well, we can. We do that kind of stuff. Anyways, at age 65, you also get a break on your taxes. Did you know that? You get a higher standard tax deduction from the IRS. The additional 2023 standard deduction is $1,850 for a single filer. And when you file your taxes next year for this 2024 tax year that we're in right now, that's going to move up to $1,950. Yeah, $1,950. That's just yours. Thank you. Some states offer tax exemptions for people 65 and over. Maryland, for example, offers another $1,000 exemption on its state tax return if you're 65 or older. Now, in California, we do live in a pretty good state, particularly if you're 65. If you have a dependent who's 65 or older, you get an extra exemption of, get this, $3,200. And check this one out. If you own real estate here in California and you're just getting by, California has a property tax relief for seniors based on certain economic requirements. So check with your county. Go on the website of the county you live in. Look up the senior discount on your property taxes and see what the rules are around that. You might qualify for that. You might save some money. So check it out. Next, consider Social Security. More than 9 in 10 retirees say that Social Security is an important part of their income. At the same time, nearly half of American workers fear Social Security will be reduced or cease to exist by the time they retire. Are they correct? I think the program is likely to pay out less because according to the latest Social Security website that I just looked at in my statement, it says the trust funds are on track to be depleted in 2033 unless lawmakers shore up the program before then. It's 9 years. If you live locally, Social Security alone probably won't do it. If you're going to have a comfortable retirement here in the Bay Area, for sure, you need to think about creating multiple income streams. What do I mean? Well, if you're one of the fortunate few to have a pension, that's another income stream. Add to that, maybe you have a 401k. Well, that can be converted into income. You may have an IRA or a Roth or a traditional IRA. Now, I saw someone this past week, they had like four 401ks because they had changed jobs. And they were all over the place and they were so disorganized. It was just, and I see that a lot. So we help you get that under control. And we help you with that. So I know you're busy, but for this particular client who is really busy, he literally walked in and within 20 minutes later, we had him covered, taken care of, boom, he's back to work and we're on it. So we can help you with that. Do you have rental properties? You should get rent. Hopefully it's cash flowing positive. You're not sure how to look at that. Maybe you have an annuity, maybe life insurance. Those things can be turned into income. Did you know that? And these can give you extra income each and every month that you can live on. What if you can't work anymore? You get sick. You're not imagining this. Those aches and pains you're feeling right now, I'm feeling them. Among the changes to expect, according to the Mayo Clinic, are stiffening blood vessels, weakening bones, structural changes in your large intestine and bladder, and possible minor effects on your thinking skills and your ability to multitask because of your aging brain. You are more likely at 65 or over, and especially women, to develop one or more chronic conditions such as asthma, cancer, and arthritis. And healthcare is expensive. According to the EBRI, that's the Employee Benefit Research Institute, they show a 65-year-old man needs $144,000 to have a 90% chance of affording your healthcare expenses in retirement. That excludes long-term care, by the way. The news is worse for a 65-year-old woman who needs $163,000. This just gets expensive, doesn't it? So check out something called ABLTC if you're not familiar with that concept. Write it down, ABLTC, if you'd like to find out more about how you could take advantage of something like the Veterans Program or your life insurance policy. Call us right now, 866-PROTECT, 866-776-8328. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. Are you one of those folks celebrating a milestone birthday this year? I'm not talking about turning 40 or 50. I'm talking about reaching the retirement milestone. In this country, it is age 65. And before you blow out those candles this year, if you are turning 65 or know someone who is, then you have to go listen to our podcast because this entire show has been dedicated to the five things you need to do right now if you're turning 65 this year. Because there's going to be more people, 11,000 people a day turning 65 in this country, 4.1 million, most we've ever seen, accessing all these benefits I'm talking about. So make sure you get in line and get yours because you're entitled to it. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team this morning for such a fun show. Network manager, executive producer, Kevin Renfer. All the folks back there turning the dials, answering the phone. They're all here today. We got Raph. We got Lucas. We got Phil. And, of course, Adrian. Thanks, guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.